breakdown, baby.
And on this Friday, here to optimize your search algorithm, it's Sean Ramaswaran with the five things on the web that you didn't find because he did, and we're going to give them to you right now. Sean Ramaswaran is host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast. Sean, welcome.
Thanks, John.
All right, what's number one here?
One.
Number one, the first graphic novel in GIFs. It was a collaboration between the English indie rock band Wild Beasts and the visual artist Matisse Dovier. They created this very short, haunting graphic novel. Two of them, actually. One's about a human exploring a robot world, and one's about a robot exploring a human world. It's all in these black and white GIFs. You're given one at a time, and there's like this sort of like ambient, poppy score to it.
Now, it's clever, but do you like it?
I did like it. I found myself interested and willing to dedicate the, you know, 10 minutes or so it takes to get through it.
All right.
Werner Herzog, of course, you know, the like hope decimating documentary filmmaker. Some genius out there on Tumblr has started a blog called Herzog Inspirationals. He's taking sort of, you know, innocuous looking inspirational images, a little baby chicken, a girl with a puppy, and laying very bleak quotes from Werner Herzog over them. So if you'll pardon my not incredible Herzog impression, I'll give you an example of one. So you've got this just-hatched chicken, and it says, "You look into the eyes of a chicken, and you lose yourself in a completely flat, frightening stupidity."
It's a little Terminator 2.
It
I
is.
Think, yeah.
That's, yeah, it's more Schwarzeneggerian.
But, but everyone is invited to do their Herzog impression.
Absolutely. Yours
right?
is pretty good.
Yeah, there you had to say that. "I did not love him, nor did I hate him." You know, I think it's got a little Alfred Hitchcock
yeah.
in there, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. All right, number three.
Three.
Stephen Colbert is leaving us in 1 week as he heads to take over Letterman's job. But he had a big week this week, and his team provided a web exclusive of everything he's ever pulled out from underneath his desk.
Stephen Colbert's virtual conserva goggles. 20-pound wedge of Emmental cheese. A batch of my famous Republican salsa. It's mostly mayonnaise. A pair of glasses on a ham loaf.
There's a lot of food involved. There's lots of small animals. There's bigger animals. There's people. One time, there's an entire family. This little, like, supercut is a fantastic tribute to, like, the work he does and what we'll miss most about that particular show.
We've made it to Act Four.
Act
Number
four. Love Actually, the English romantic comedy, which has now, love it or hate it, become a Christmas classic, was taken this week by BuzzFeed's Jen Lewis and mashed up with Peanuts comics. She just took quotes from the movie and placed them into Peanuts comics. So one of the big, like, lovey speeches at the end is this guy holding up signs for Keira Knightley's character. And instead of that guy, it's Sally doing it for Linus. And she goes, "You know, to me, you are perfect." There's a sign that says that. And then she holds one up that says, "And my wasted heart will love you." And then she holds up another one that says, "Until you look like this." And it's a picture of an old skeleton.
But two sentimental, syrupy things together
yes.
actually makes... more interesting or
more interesting is for the viewer to decide,
yeah.
but it makes perfect sense. And BuzzFeed knows that the internet loves Love Actually. And so, hey, here you go. And everyone loves Peanuts, obviously. It's more I admire that they were smart enough to make this connection.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Number five.
Christopher Lee, the 92-year-old English actor who's lately been best known from his work in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but of course was in the Hammer horror films and The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
He's 92 years old, but for the past 3 years, he's released a Christmas song every year. And it's not just like your traditional Christmas music. He's releasing a metal Christmas song, like a metal version of A Little Drummer Boy. And this week he dropped his latest.
Hail in flesh and flesh so fine. Hail to all.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's wild.
I can only hope to be that productive at 92 or like, you know, 52.
Or now.
Or yeah, or tomorrow.
Sean Ramaswaran is that host of Sideshow, the Studio 360 podcast about art that you don't see in museums. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Five is more than enough.